USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation on the evacuation process in Afghanistan. The president announcing he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron about the ongoing situation.
We all agreed that we should convene, and we will convene, the G7 meeting next week, a group of the world's leading democracies, so that together we can coordinate our mutual approach, our united approach on Afghanistan and moving forward.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was warned about a quick Taliban takeover of the capital city of Kabul in mid-July. The warning coming from roughly two dozen diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
President Biden pushing back against assertion that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan, the Taliban is gaining some heavy artillery.
The Taliban just inherited a massive new war chest, complete with U.S.-made Humvees, planes, helicopters, night vision goggles, anti-aircraft weapons, machine guns, and drones. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox News says Biden needs to resign for incompetence.
Now the Taliban being the most well-armed Taliban, we don't know what surface-to-air assets that they're going to be moving thousands of people out via aircraft, right? They're not putting them out on boats. So what the capabilities do they now have to shoot those out of the skies? We're moving thousands of out of there. You know, I hope when President Biden comes on TV, he gives us a resignation because he's going to face, let's say, 15 to 60,000 counts of endangerment of everybody over there. And, you know, let's call this for what it is. This is probably about day 7 of the Afghanistan hostage crisis.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
Texas lawmakers will be able to take up a GOP-backed election bill now that more Democratic lawmakers have returned to the state capitol. House Speaker Dade Phelan welcoming them back.
I appreciate every one of you and looking forward to working with you.
The House's Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies will hear the bill Monday morning. Public testimony is limited to 2 minutes and the line will be long. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.